When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Cody, what was it like knowing your wife was at this game?
Very nerve-wracking, but I think the number one thing is I always want to stay healthy, especially when my wife's at the game. So there's times when she can't even watch. She'll just cover her eyes because it gets a little bit brutal. But just having her at the game, my wife has came up to every game that I've been in the CFL at least once a year. So I told her that this was a big game and one of those games I was extremely nervous for because she was there. But I remember telling her, I said, look, I know exactly where you're going to be sitting. When we win this game, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to grab you out of the stands and pull you on the field.
4 minutes to kick off unless the biggest flag in Canadian sports gets away from them as the teams take to center field. Someone's going to play the wind. We talked about it. 40 gusting to 60. Ballsy saying it's not bad on the field, but has the potential to get nasty. Let's go down for the flip, Luke.
Winnipeg, you're the visiting club. What is your call?
Tails.
Tails has been called by Winnipeg. Call us Tails. Laurel, please flip the coin. Winnipeg has called Tails. It is a head. Saskatchewan has won the toss. You want the football. Saskatchewan wants to receive. Winnipeg.
We're going to kick that way.
You're going to stay where you are. Saskatchewan will receive. Good luck, man.
So much to the delight of the woman who flipped the coin, Saskatchewan wins the toss, and that probably illustrates the conditions on the field in that they chose to receive and not defer to get the wind in the fourth quarter. That is great news for the Riders. Cody Fajardo's offense on the field to start with. Riders in all green. They will go left to right. The Bombers in the white jerseys, gold helmet and pants. They will go right to left. Justin Medlock to kick it off. Crowd ready to go. Thunderstruck playing in the background. Luke, this is the first playoff game of the year.
It's a big game, and the only reason it's the most important game is because it's the game at hand. I think that if
still
the
a player.
Well, you can't put too much pressure on yourself, right? And if you build it up to be a playoff game and you lose, then guess what? You're not focused like the way you should be on the four games that are coming up after this. So again, luckily for the Rider Nation, this game is a lot bigger to Winnipeg than it is for the green and white.
Justin Medlock kicking from the 35, and we are underway. Lucius Purifoy from his 11 at the numbers, 20, 25, 30. Tried to dodge a tackle, but Mike Miller plants him down at the 34-yard line. That is where the Riders will begin. First and 10, 64-yard kickoff with a 23-yard return. The Riders' offense, Taron Vaughn, Brendan Labatt, his second game. No pressures allowed in that first game. Dan Clark, Dakota Shepley, and Thaddeus Coleman. We wonder if Shepley and Bladick will be rotating at right guard, and it is, in fact, Bladick for this one as they come out in the double tight end look. Shaq Evans, Naaman Roosevelt, and Jordan Williams-Lambert are the receivers. William Powell in the backfield. Cody Fajardo from the right hash, first and 10. Throwing on first down, slant caught, 45-yard line, and down the president, Naaman Roosevelt, with a Riders first down.
Yeah, Winnipeg comes out in more of a man, off-man look, and Adam Big Hill here is playing the flats or any hook curls, and they get it to Naaman Roosevelt before Big Hill's able to get out to his spot, and that'll be the first down of the game for the green and white.
13-yard pickup for Roosevelt as they now go to a five-receiver set, with one of them being Marcus Thigpen. Fake the handoff, slant to Shaq at midfield. Smacked down as he's tackled by Chandler Fenner and smacked by Brandon Alexander. He's into Winnipeg territory at the 51 and a back-to-back first down.
Well, the play action look here sucks the linebackers in and up towards their defensive linemen because they're all playing the run, and that's what enables Fajardo to hit Shaq Evans on the slant because the linebackers are playing the run.
12-yard pickup for Shaq, first and 10 from the Bomber 51. They show blitz, seven men on the line. They all come. Fajardo up for William Powell, over top of him and incomplete. it'll be second down. We should mention Riders winning the coin toss, electing to take the ball. The coin toss brought to you by Raymore Yorkton and Watrous New Holland, working to keep more jingle in your jeans.
That's
second
your first,
and 10.
First one-plus look that the Bombers throw at the Riders, and Marcus Rios, he's smart. He understands that someone's got to take the running back. If he flares, he does, and Fajardo can't put it on Powell.
That was, they brought all the guys they showed, which is the Bombers love to try to confuse the quarterback. Second and 10, Fajardo three-step drop, pump fakes. Does he have room to run? No, he's being spied. 50 around Kyrie Wilson and down to the 46-yard line. Picks up about five. It'll be third down and decision time for Coach Dickinson.
Yeah, Kyrie Wilson and the rest of the Blue Bombers linebackers are just dropping back in a little bit of a zone. That second and 10 situation worked right into their hands because obviously it was pass first for the Riders, and that was really good job by the Bombers playing the fact that Fajardo's been using his legs a lot on these second downs.
From the Bomber 46-yard line, it's Lowther field goal range, but they're going to go with John Ryan, who has struggled punting in opponent territory. See what he can do with this one. Pulls it up, and Lucky Whitehead catches it on the 1 yard line. Whitehead, what a great play for the Bombers because he's down at about the 7. Whitehead fielded it on the fly at the 1, not something we usually recommend in the CFL.
Mike Adam, when you see a returner catch it on the goal line, what do you think?
Brave call by him. And brave catching it on the goal line. Usually, yeah, I'm pretty sure returners and coach at a certain point let the ball go over their head. So if he wants to catch it, then we have to be that much more disciplined and making sure we keep him boxed in. So at that point, I'm not worried about whatever yards. I'm trying to make sure he stays in that we call it triangle of death and make sure he doesn't get out. Because, you know, Lucky, if he gets the seam, he's going 101 yards.
So the last punt we saw out of John Ryan in Toronto was a perfectly placed punt that was in the 50s, and it rolled to about the 1 yard line or 2 yard line. Here he repeats it, and for some reason, Lucky Whitehead loses his mind and fields it instead of allows it to go into the end zone for 1 point.
45-yard punt with a 6-yard return. Bombers will start this drive first and 10 from their own 7. Luke and I are in the broadcast booth brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Search it, watch it, bid on it. Buy it at McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app. Bombers come out with a little stack to the left plus another wide receiver. 4 by 1. Riders showing 5. Fake a couple end around. Strebler still has it in the end zone. He's going downtown for Daniel Peterman. Tight coverage from LJ McCrade. Knocks it down at the 40. Incomplete.
Yeah, more importantly, there's a lot of hand play there by Peterman. I think LJ McCrade would have had a chance to intercept this ball, but Peterman's pushing on his shoulder pads, keeping him down on the turf. Either way, second and 10. You got a lot of pressure there from the Saskatchewan Rough Rider defensive front.
Strebler, that a deep ball from him. He last in the league in his deep ball completion percentage, yeah, and passer rating.
We're talking about on that from on Friday.
3 of 17 now on the season. Second and 10 from the 7. Get a stop here, maybe get a safety. Would be great for the Riders. Here comes 6. Strebler has some time, guns it for Darvin. Dropped it at the 20, and Mike Adam lets him know about it. A straight drop from Darvin Adams, and it's third down.
Yeah, Saskatchewan's a man defense, and really, when you have a quarterback that struggles in these intermediate areas, you have to catch the ones that he puts on you. And here, Darvin Adams closes his eyes before the ball's there or something because he drops an easy ball that would have been a first down, and the punt from John Ryan now paying off for the Riders. They're going to get fantastic field position with a good return here.
Justin Medlock, 4th in the league in net punting, but this is an area where he may just kneel down. No, he will kick it. A spiral kick taken at the 50 by Thigpen, 45, forced out of bounds just outside the Bomber 40-yard line. Like Luke mentioned, great field position for the Riders for their second drive. For Vatterstad and CA Saskatchewan, we're going to break. 11:30 remains in the first quarter. No score, Riders and Bombers on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 11:30 remains in the first quarter here at Mosaic Stadium. No score between the Riders and Bombers. Riders getting the ball for the second time in perfectly cromulent field position. First down at the Bombers' 41-yard line. And Luke, like you said, hasn't always worked this way for the Riders when they punt in plus territory, in opponent territory. But this is exactly what Coach Dickinson plays for.
And if John Ryan has all of a sudden found his groove in terms of these placement punts, this league is in a lot of trouble. There's a lot of coaches right now that are hoping John Ryan doesn't actually get consistent at that, because if the Riders are able to play the field position of the game, especially in these wind-dated days, down the stretch into the playoffs, yeah, they're going to be tough to beat if they get good field position like this.
Now 15 punts in opponent territory. Three of them have come inside the 10, double tight end formation. Two receivers wide are Naaman Roosevelt and Jordan Williams-Lambert in the slot. First and 10, Fajardo looking to the boundary. Slant to Shaq, broken up and almost picked off. Broken up by Winston Rose. Big Hill had a diving opportunity at it.
Shaq, when you're facing a matchup with a great player like Winston Rose, do you do anything differently?
I mean, obviously there's a little extra added motivation when the guy is actually looked at as a top guy in the league. But, you know, I just look at the film. I just want to find out his tendencies, what he likes to do in press coverage, what he likes to do in off coverage, what is his tendencies, what's his tell when he's in zone, or if he's going to, you know, fake jam and back off, just things like that. You always was going to get those little details, because at the end of the day, you are who you are. You're going to do what you do, and the film doesn't lie.
Winston Rose is playing off man, so he's given about 8 yards of space to Shaq Evans on that boundary side, and he plays this ball perfectly. He jumps the route, gets in front of it, and just can't ring it in. And Adam Big Hill, I'll tell you what, one of these plays is going to pay off for him. High effort guy. He almost intercepts this from his linebacker position sprinting to the football.
Second and 10 from the Bomber 41-yard line. Three receivers to the wide side. Bomber showing blitz. They'll bring just five. Big Hill faked it and then came. That ball deep for Shaq and over top. Again, good coverage from Winston Rose. And it'll be third down, and on comes Brett Lowther.
Yeah, I felt like that series was a little bit rushed for the Riders there. I think that if they would have approached it differently, maybe started with the run. We haven't seen William Powell yet. And the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, actually, both downs there came out in passing defense. So they anticipated what the Riders were going to do. I would have really liked to see an attack on the ground there. Because really what you've done is yielded some pretty good field position to a field goal attempt.
From the left hash mark, it'll be a 49-yard attempt for Lowther. 18 of 22 this season. Snap is good. The kick is up. He's got the distance. And he is right on target. It's Brett Lowther. So, of course, he is. 10:41 remains in the first quarter. Riders with a 3-0 lead. The field goal means $3 off any large pizza at all participating Western Pizza locations. Next Tuesday, beautifully done by Mr. Lowther. And Murray McCormick of the Regina Leader Post pointed out to me, this, oddly enough, is a matchup of the two kickers with the lowest field goal percentage in the league. Believe it or not, when it's Medlock and Lowther, two guys who were monsters last year.
Well, Medlock's been the gold standard in the Canadian Football League for so long, and Lowther obviously had just an incredible year last year.
Let's go to break. 10:41 remains for Quality Tire and Borgo Industries. We're back with the Bombers getting the ball on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network. 10:41 remains in the first quarter at Mosaic. Riders up 3-0 on the Bombers. Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network. Bombers second possession of the game. Three receivers to the wide side. Darvin Adams and Lawler to the short side. Play action, little hitch to Lucky Whitehead at the 31. He'll take it for 6 more yards before he is captured by Lucchese Purifoy.
Well, Lucchese Purifoy recognizes this and does a great job getting upfield to get in on this tackle. And then AC Leonard coming from his left defensive end spot to the field with fantastic effort to the football. Second and 8 for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Yeah, all those yards after the catch, and it's only a 2-yard gain. It's Winnipeg playing it close to the vest on that one. Four receivers to the wide side. Harris in the backfield. AC Leonard jumped offside. They'll kill the play. Leonard tried to anticipate the snap count, but was well offside. There's one of the penalties that Luke mentioned in the pregame show. Yeah. 8th in the league, second worst in the number of penalties taken are the Riders this year. And it's on offense, defense, and specials as well.
Yeah, and especially when you look at the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, it's not like they're one of these top-ranked offenses that can score at will. They need to scratch and claw for every single yard they get. So don't give them 5 free ones right off the bat, especially when you're at home.
Charleston and AC Leonard come off. Zach Evans in for his first snap, and Charbel DeBeer, a little jumbo set on the defensive end for 2nd and 3. Bombers, 2 tight ends. Offensive lineman is one of them. They'll hand it off to Harris right side for his first carry. He's across the 45, tackled at the 47-yard line.
I believe it's Salmon Elamimi with a tackle, and the Bombers have their first down.
Well, McKenna Henry does a fantastic job knocking the right guard, Patty Neufeld off the football, but Harris cuts early and just manages to get just enough for the first down. Mac Henry, I'll tell you what, he's not the most athletic guy, but it's hard to block that guy. That guy is a truck coming at you.
Yeah, strong as can be. First and 10 from the 47. Looks like they'll keep Dembski in the block. Hand it off to Harris, right side. Good block on the edge from Stanley Bryant. Mike Edom up to make the tackle at the 50 after a pickup of 3, maybe 4.
And this is where the Winnipeg Blue Bombers need to be for success. They need to start running Angel Harris and then building off play action looks and run pass option looks. Right? You see a lot of these NFL teams building off play action, like the Dallas Cowboys especially, are really good at it. So that's where the Winnipeg Blue Bombers need to find their sweet spot, with Andrew Harris as their leader, and then build off of what they're able to do with him.
Lucky Whitehead will be the wide receiver to the wide side. Darvin Adams in the slot on 2nd and 7 from the 50. Here comes 7 for the Bombers. Hit off the edge and sacked. Cam Judge free off the left edge. Plows Strebler into the dirt, and it'll be 3rd down.
Well, Andrew Harris, he's blocking, and he's focused on the middle, and he picks up the middle blitzer, but unfortunately, while he's focused on the middle, Cam Judge runs right by him, and it wasn't a big hit. What Cam Judge tried to do, though, is he tried to strip the football when he got there. He didn't get it out, but it just shows the attentiveness that Judge is paying these days, and I'll tell you what. When it comes to All-Canadian on this team, Judge is making a case.
His 4th sack, he's got 5 tackles for a loss, and he turned a 2nd and makeable into 3rd down in a Justin Medlock punt. Low spiraling kick, it'll bounce. Thigpen watches it bounce some more, and he'll scoop it about the 21 eventually. Draws a man in for the 5-yard, no yards, and is forced out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. So the Riders get the ball back, 1st and 10. They'll start about their 30-yard line. We will go to break for AGCO. 7:33 remains in the first quarter. Riders up 3-0 with the ball in their hands on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 47-yard punt from Justin Medlock. Thigpen got 4 yards on the return. Add in the no yards, and the Riders will begin this drive 1st and 10 from their own 29. Michael Ball on the sidelines. Ballsy?
Guys, it's amazing how the technology's changed. Luke, I don't know what it was like when you played. It wasn't that long ago. Maybe you got paper printouts. You always had that black phone and were waiting for it to ring. But it's funny now. Strebler gets smoked, comes off to the sidelines. Buck Pierce grabs the iPad. They have a conference right away. So it's just amazing how they can look at the play that just happened in the flick of a, in the bat of an eyelash, so to speak.
Yeah, it is tremendous, right? Oh, what happened? Here's exactly what they did. You don't have to wait for halftime. Yeah. You can just see it immediately. We see it so very often. Ballsy sideline reports for Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling, book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price. First carry for William Powell, 30, 35. Danced at the 30, busted forward for 9 more yards, and he is very close to a first down.
And all the credit in the world goes to Taron Vaughn, number 65. Big left tackle gets up to Kyrie Wilson at the linebacker level, pancakes him, and that's what got Powell all that room. 6 plays, that was the 7th, and finally William Powell touches the football.
And he gains about 9 yards, 2nd and 1. Fajardo for the quarterback sneak. Goes straight at the middle, push, push, push across the 40, stumbles forward, found some open space, got 4 more yards after that. Another Riders first down.
Hey, it's DT, and one big number here is 36. Cody Fajardo ran 36 quarterback sneaks last season. He converted for a first down or touchdown on 33 of them, more than 90%. Unfortunately, one of the ones he didn't get came on his final sneak attempt in the West Final.
See, Fajardo's learned. Didn't go right to the edge that time. However, got to the edge late in the drive, got himself about 4 yards, and now they got 1st and 10 on their 44.
Just left of the middle of the field. They'll put 3 receivers to that short side in Shaq Evans, Naaman Roosevelt, and Corey Watson. Fake the handoff. Oh, a little toss then to Powell. 45. Jump Chandler Fenner, 50 to the 53-yard line. Looked like a little option for Fajardo. Just flipped it out and almost 10 yards from Powell.
Yeah, Willie Jefferson, the left defensive end, right up in Fajardo's face playing that option. In Richie Hall's defense, that's what actually the ends are told to do. I played in it, I should know. And Fajardo flips it off to Powell. That's another nice run. We got two consecutive good runs from Powell here, and the Riders first and 10 over the 50-yard line.
Right hash mark as they are just inching toward midfield. Riders show a blitz. They bring five, handed to Powell, left side away from the blitz, across the 55, grabbed and spun down. Kyrie Wilson makes the tackle as Powell picks up two, maybe they'll give him three.
And again, Taron Vaughn, he gets up to the linebacker level. He gets a hat on Adam Big Hill, but a good job by the other linebacker scraping and getting in on the tackle. Otherwise, Powell might be still running. Kyrie Wilson.
Bombers bring in their pass rush for second and seven from the 54-yard line. Williams Lambert, there he is at that wide side wide receiver. They will let him waggle on this play. Fajardo looking to that field. He's going to scramble immediately. He's got some open space. 50. Can he outrun Derek Jones? 45. Cody Fajardo to the 42-yard line. A Fajardo first down.
Cody, how do you know when to scramble?
I mean, that's a great question. I don't think you ever really know unless you see it. On that particular play, the way that they lined up as a defense, Big Hill and their Will linebacker, they played a wider technique, and so they're almost outside our tackles. There's nobody in the middle of the field over Darren Clark, our center. So I dropped back, and I just remember it kind of parted like the Red Sea, and I was like, well, I guess I can just run here.
Dakota Shepley in as a tight end, lined up to the right side, first and 10 from the Bomber 42 with just under five to go in the first. It's Powell trying the middle, waits, bounces, and then finds a couple more yards. He's across the 40-yard line. Minimal pickup, but Powell made something out of nothing.
You got Albert Awachi coming from left to right across the formation. Powell doing what he does best and being patient and waiting for things to happen in front of him. He only got 2 yards, but realistically, he might not have gotten anything if he had been bullheaded and just tried to put his head down and charge through.
Powell's been hit behind the line of scrimmage 33 times this season, second most in the league, and yet he still makes yards happen. Second and seven. Three receivers to the short side. Bombers show blitz, bring five. Fajardo, feeling the pressure, tried to escape out the middle, made one man miss, but caught by Kyrie Wilson at the 40, so he got back almost to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down. Brett Lowther already halfway onto the field.
Yeah, Fajardo getting a little bit jumpy right now. I would have liked him to stay in the pocket a little bit more, maybe gone to his left after a minute or so, but he looked like he was ready to run pretty much right away as soon as the blitz declared. Now Lowther will be kicking from the 48.
You saw Coach Steve Walsh met him at the sideline.
Yeah.
Just relax.
Yeah, calm down.
Just relax. Right hash mark for Lowther, who one for one so far in the game. Pinned down. Kick is up. Again, plenty of distance. And it is good.
Craig, in the opposite of the Montreal game, it's now you guys that are getting held to field goals on these drives. Does that feel good, bad, or nothing?
Well, it's not ideal because the reality is it's hard to win games in the CFL just kicking field goals. Winnipeg was a good football team. Obviously, they won the Grey Cup last year. We knew it would be a tight game. Every point we could get, we were happy with. I remember just thinking it's going to be a close game no matter how it shakes out, so every point's going to help us.
We will take a break. 3:33 remaining. Riders up 6-0 on the Bombers in a battle for first place on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 3:33 remains in the first quarter. Riders up 6-0 after a 41-yard, 8-play drive ended by a 48-yard field goal from Brett Lowther. He's 2-for-2 on the day from 49 and from 48.
That's a win for the Winnipeg Blue Bomber defense, I'll tell you. To be honest, it's only 6-0. Winnipeg stays right in this. This is where they want to be. They want to be close. If the Riders want to really put them away and put some pressure on them in terms of having to be a one-dimensional throwing attack, they've got to start crossing the goal line with the football.
Bombers come out, five receiver set. Lucky Whitehead with Nick Marshall up in press coverage. Five men coming for the Riders. Dumped off to Andrew Harrison, 32, 35, 40, before he's brought down by Cam Judge and friends. We'll call that a pickup of five.
Yeah, Andrew Harris is pretty good at this, and he's gotten on the same page with Strebler. A lot of the times, these aren't designed plays from Andrew Harris. He's meant to be a blocker, but what he does is he hangs around the huddle or the pocket. Nobody comes to block, at the very last minute, he'll just etch out and give his quarterback, Strebler, an extra target to look at. Pays off there, 6 yards, second and four.
Three by three, Harris not in the backfield. He's a receiver to the short side. for second and four. Now Nick Dembski moves into the backfield. Three-man rush. Strebler feeling antsy. Going to throw it away. Caught by Braden Lennius on the Riders' sideline. And it'll be third down.
Well, this is really good coverage by Cam Judge. They wanted to hit Harris coming to the Riders' sideline on a little bit of a crosser, and Cam Judge was all over him. Strebler obviously only paying or focusing in on his first read, which is Harris.
He panics.
Can't find anybody else, throws it out of bounds, and now the Riders will get another opportunity to return a punt.
He really seems like a guy who panics back there. It's
if his first read isn't open, yeah, he's a little shaky.
Justin Medlock, line of scrimmage to the 40. He will punt. Had a good kick the first time. This one drives Marcus Thigpen to the 19-yard line. He'll work it out to the right. Made a man miss. 30, 35. Another man miss. 40, 45. Whoa. Great return from Marcus Thigpen. No flags down. About 26 yards on the return. Beautifully done by Figgy. 50-yard punt, 25 yards officially on the return. Riders, good field position.
And if they get to the sideline and they look at the iPad on this punt return and the one previous, Figgy's going to start to see there is a lane developing on the right side for the Riders. Let's see if he capitalizes on that later.
2:15 remaining in the first quarter, 6-0 Riders. Right hash mark, 44-yard line. Empty backfield, here comes the blitz, 6-man. Picked up, Fajardo throws tight coverage and good strip by Kyrie Wilson. It was in Powell's hands. Wilson does a nice job to knock it away, second down.
Yeah, that's a great job by Kyrie Wilson. So what he does is as soon as Powell cuts in, he gets in the inside hip pocket and stays with him. And then when the throw comes, he gets his hand in there, breaks it up. Nice play.
Second and 10. Here comes six bombers. Fajardo quickly to Naaman at the sidelines. Caught just in front of Marcus Sales. Tiptoed the sideline at the bomber 54 for a Rider first down.
Yeah, Winnipeg's in man defense. Sales versus Naaman Roosevelt, and he runs just a little bit of a mini corner to the sticks, and Fajardo hits him. He's become somewhat of a safety blanket for Fajardo as of late, last three or four games at least.
Naaman into the game with 53 catches for 628 yards and a very important touchdown. Gets a nice first down there. First and 10 from the Bomber 54-yard line. They'll show blitz again. Five coming. It's Powell up the middle. Powell runs right into Kyrie Wilson. They push the pile a bit, but down just across the 50 for a pickup of four.
Yeah. They got Dan Clark and Brendan Labatt trying to get big number 92 Drake Nevis just to move ever so slightly. He's a load in there. They get 4 yards from it, second and six. A
lot of Darius Bladick in at right guard. I think it's been almost exclusively Bladick at right guard so far. From the 50, blitz coming again. It's seven. Fajardo guns it to Shaq on a slant to the 40. Tackled by Winston Rose. Another Rider first down. The blitz, they love Shaq on that slant pattern.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a slant that time. It was a dig at about 10 yards. And because Sales is playing man defense but about 8 yards off, he just can't recover quick enough. As soon as Shaq cuts onto the inside, he can't impede the progress of the football, and Shaq's got a first down.
First and 10 from the Bomber 41, just under a minute to go in the quarter after the 9-yard pickup. Jordan Williams-Lambert, the lone receiver to the short side of the field. He'll motion back into about the numbers. Blitz coming again. Five, but one drops off. Fajardo has to spin out under pressure. Oh, Kyrie Wilson has him for a huge sack back at midfield. Oh, Fajardo taking him out of field goal range. It's only second down, but that's a loss of almost 14.
And this, and the outside spin or the reverse spin to his left is becoming an exercise in futility, just like that flag thing that we saw earlier on in the game, because again, defense is starting to key on him spinning to that outside and rolling, and now you lose a ton of yardage and put your team in a bad spot. Second and 23, you lost 13 yards there.
Middle of the field at the Bomber 54-yard line, four receivers to the right. Fajardo, quarterback draw. He pumped it and ran with it, made a man miss, but he'll be stopped. Fenner up to make the tackle at about the 51, but the sack takes the Riders out of point range, and John Ryan is going to come on for this punt on third down. That is the end of the quarter. Riders will presumably punt to begin the second quarter. The scoreboard for Quality Tire: at Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. A tight one so far. Riders 6, Bombers no score on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. third down Riders as we resume action here in the second quarter. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender with you in the booth. Riders leading the Bombers 6-0. Connexus Credit Union, Sask Milk, and Redhead Equipment, our sponsors for this segment. No sacks to tell you about. All our QB sacks.
Brought that one from Winnipeg.
Pardon me, you're right. Yeah. My fault. That one, we don't want to celebrate that too much.
The
QB sack brought to you by Mako. Had a collision of your own? Want to get it perfect again? Better get Mako. Right, meow, we're going to go down to the sidelines for Michael Ball. Ballsy?
Hey, Derek, Cam Judge might be mad at you too because he had a sack earlier, I think. But Cody Fajardo, he's got to trust his eyes a bit, fellas. With the quarterbacks dropping like flies, got to watch how much you run.
Yeah, absolutely. DT not on the ball. Sack from both sides. Apologies to Mako. Sacks for Mako.
Well, the reason why the sack from Judge didn't stick out is because you knew that he tried to strip the ball. He actually didn't go for the sack, which is probably more responsible in an opportunity like that out of Judge. So I'll let you slide there with Rider Nation.
Good punt from Ryan from the 51. Jerry Grant lets it bounce. Just gets into the end zone. Oh, Ryan with a beautiful effort. It'll go in for the single from the 51. So they'll net 16 yards. Get the single point to make it 7-0 Riders. So very close for John Ryan, but it'll be his 10th single of the year.
And again, you got coaches all over the CFL watching this game, really hoping that Ryan hasn't figured this out. And the last few punts inside the 50, it looks like he's slowly starting to get it. And that will spell trouble for the field position battle or battles that loom here.
Yeah.
In the last four games of the year.
Luke and I are here for Capital Auto Mall and Agco. Ballsy side on the ports are for Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling? Book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price. Andrew Harris cuts back to his left. Spilled at the 40-yard line and some extra pushing and shoving. Someone engaged with Mac Henry got tossed to the ground. Man. Henry doing some throwing on Michael Couture. Five-yard gain.
Zach Evans looking a little bit pedestrian on that rep. He's the right defensive tackle, and he gets rocked back about 6 yards. But more importantly, he's up high. He didn't look very explosive. We've got to keep an eye on number 92.
Are there four defensive tackles out there? Micah Johnson and Charbel DeVere are the ends in this lineup. Look at this. Second and five, play action. Strebler going to scramble to his left. Guns underneath. Darvin's got it at the 47. Dives forward to the 50, a pickup of 10, and a Bomber first down.
I like that strategy. You got four defensive linemen on the inside of the tackles, and what it does is it forces Strebler out a little bit, but the minute he gets anxious to run with the football, he sees that the Riders have also dropped two linebackers back in zone defensive looks, and they're waiting for him to run.
13:20 left here in the second quarter. Riders up 7-0. Bombers on their own 50. First and 10, four-man rush. Strebler across the middle, caught by Daniel Peterman in Rider territory. Elamimian makes the tackle at about the 52, so we'll call that a pickup of 8.
Yeah, Solly looked like he was doing Derek Moncrief's job right there because we had two linebackers in the same spot and no linebackers, right over the middle where Peterman caught that football. So a little bit of miscommunication popping possibly, but again, this plays perfectly into what the Blue Bombers want to do offensively.
Jumbo team on for that Bomber offense. They bring on the extra lineman Cody Speller and fullback Mike Miller. A little double tight end set for second and two. Riders respond by stacking the line. Strebler just pushing right side. He's got the sneak across the 50 down to about the 47. Purifoy sticking his nose in there, but it's another Bombers first down.
And AC Leonard's got to be quick, careful in his alignment on these short yardage downs. He was dangerously close to being offside as well. And again, like Ballsy talked about, everything being put down on the tablets right away, coaches can recognize those things pretty much right off the bat.
Luke and I are in the broadcast booth brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Search it, watch it, bid on it. Buy it at McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app. First and 10 Bombers from the Rider 47-yard line. Left hash. Lucky Whitehead, the slot receiver to the short side. They go wide. Broken up and nailed immediately by LJ McCray. It was caught by Kenny Lawler, but he was hit immediately. Completion for a loss of two or three.
This is just an unbelievable play by LJ McCray. As soon as Daniel Peterman looks at McCray, he understood it was a run right off the bat. He charged in, and he got in on the tackle. Second and 12. Great read from a longtime NFL pro.
Nick Marshall hyping up the crowd. A stop here, almost certainly out of field goal range. Keep them from getting 5 yards, and they'll be getting the ball back with the Riders by a punt. Four receivers wide. Riders bring five. Stradler, quarterback draw. Broke a tackle in the backfield. 50, still going. Brought down by Cam Judge. Didn't see who he lost in the backfield, but Stradler turns a sack into a pickup of one or two.
Well, Zach Evans could have been the hero. He's about his third play of the game here as a defensive lineman, and he runs right into Stradler, and Stradler treats him like a defensive back, just bounces off his tackle attempt and manages to keep rolling, but not nearly enough for the first down, third and 10, and Medlock will punt.
Interesting. Would be about a 54-yard field goal attempt, certainly in Medlock's range, and that's the direction the wind would be blowing, but...
More importantly, DT, the Riders staying in D-safe.
Okay.
This is a good idea here. Make sure you're playing your defense on here because this is trickery territory here.
Snap to Medlock. He's going to go for the right sideline. Thigpen trailing it. It bounces on the 8, turns right, and goes almost directly out of bounds. Justin Medlock, his 7th punt inside the 10. Beautifully done there. We go to break with the Riders up 7-0. 10:25 remains here in the second quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 25 remains in the second quarter. Riders up 7-0 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. They're going to start caught deep in their own end, their own, looks like, 9-yard line after a terrific punt from Justin Medlock. We're here for Nutrien and our friends at Young's Equipment.
And these are the situations you're going to see yourself in more and more as the playoffs draw closer. The field position game becomes far more important. And again, one of the sayings we used to subscribe by when I was a player in this league was the real estate. And was it? Every yard is 3 feet, but not all yards are equal. And right now, the real estate the Riders are in, they've got to get good at getting out of here.
These are very valuable yards they need to get back here. Looks like Dakota Shepley back in at right guard for first and 10. Fajardo, pressure deep for Shaq on Winston Rose. What a great job to catch it at about the 45. Are they ruling it incomplete? They're going to get together and talk about it. Shaq Evans, Luke, looked like he held off Winston Rose.
Yeah, this will be a completed ball once they go to replay.
That's the Huck and Chuck, Craig. It's the Huck and Chuck, and it worked.
Yeah, that's what I said we wouldn't do, right? You remember that?
I do.
You know, sometimes you got a player with Shaq's ability, and Cody and him were feeling it last year. They had a great rapport and really worked well together. And, you know, he got single coverage on the outside and gave Shaq a chance, and Shaq made a good play. So that was a tremendous play to get us out of the shadow of our own end zone and give us good field position.
It's about the third attempt they've tried, especially the second one deep on Winston Rose, and this time Shaq gets in behind him, and Winston Rose turns to the football, but he turns too early. And as soon as he turns, he realizes the ball's over his head, and Shaq finishes it off.
38-yard pickup. I need to see the replay to see how he got open on Rose. That was beautifully done. First and 10 from the 47. Now it's Powell. Cuts back to the left. Made a man miss. Rose has him at the 50. Forces forward to the 53-yard line for a pickup of 6.
I like it. Willie Jefferson gets himself out of position from his defensive end spot. He goes far too far down. He follows Taron Vaughn versus maybe what he should have done is playing the edge. And that's what gets Powell the ability to creep up a little bit more, 6 yards out of that second and 4.
Shaq, the receiver to the boundary side with Naaman Roosevelt in the slot. Blitz coming off the right edge. Fajardo throws into it. Forced Corey Watson to the ground, though, at the 52-yard line. So if it's ruled a catch, it'll be for no gain. The back official comes in, sprints in, says incomplete. Didn't much matter. It was going to be for no yards, and it's third down, Riders.
And what the Riders are going to have to do is they're going to have to talk about how they play this blitz look from the Bombers, because that's the third and fourth time the Bombers have thrown that look at them, and that time their response was to throw to the flat route to the wide side. I mean, if they had looked to their left right away, they would have seen Naaman Roosevelt streaking up the between the hash and the numbers. They would have gotten a first down if they had gone to 82.
John Ryan in the punt, a chance for him to nuke one, and he does. Grant at his 10. It bounces. Oh, it takes a terrible bounce. It was right near the sidelines. Oh, and it bounced into the end zone. That is terrible luck for the Riders. Grant jumped on it. It was a no-yards flag. They'll give up the point, take the ball at the 35, almost certainly.
But man, 68-yard punt single. What an effort from Ryan that we will talk about when we return. 9-10 remains here in the second quarter. Riders up 7-0 on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 9-10 remains in the second quarter. Single point to the Riders. They now lead 8-0. Michael Ball on the sidelines.
Yeah, so DT, John Ryan just came over to me. He said, Ballsy, the Canadian football gods are against me, telling me I should have never left for the NFL. He goes, because I got my swing down like a golfer. And he said, that one was going out of bounds, and then it just veers into the end zone. He goes, I give up.
Yeah, and Ballsy, you've been watching like we have for all season. That was a perfect punt that just went horribly wrong.
Well, Luke has it right on the money. Teams are in trouble because he's in a zone now,
yes,
and he's pissed off.
Yeah, absolutely, and he is killing it. That's his 11th punt single of the year, but that was a tremendous punt. First and 10 from the 35. Strebler clears the backfield underneath, tipped at the line of scrimmage, incomplete. He went for Lucky Whitehead, and when it was tipped, Derek Moncrief just blew up Whitehead, who's down at the 32.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a very smart drop by the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. They're running Lucky Whitehead on a crosser about 1 yard deep, but the problem is where he's going to get the football, they draw up Nick Dembski to run a stop route, which means that there's going to be a DB or a linebacker literally right in the spot where Whitehead's going to get the football if he does get it. And sure enough, Moncrief's standing there because Nick Dembski's running the short route, knocks him off, and now Whitehead is down, and he's hurting probably his rib cage area where he got popped.
That would not surprise me at all. Little injury break, and the injury report is brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. Whitehead, 45 catches, pardon me, for 454 yards. Average depth of target is about 5 yards downfield. Had a one blowout game against Edmonton in week two, and since then hasn't been much of a factor. They haven't been able to do much with him, though. Is that a symptom of this Bomber offense in its entirety? Second and 10 from the 35. They'll send four receivers to the wide side. Janarian Grant, the return specialist, in at receiver. Five-man rush from all angles. Caught by Adams at the 38. He's got room to run. Stuck by LJ McCray right at the stick. Adams' helmet pops off. It looks like he has enough for the first down, but he's going to take some words from LJ McCray.
Well, what happens is they run Adams on a crossing route at about 5 yards, and they run everybody else to the left of Adams in front of Nick Marshall. So Marshall in man defense gets lost, and when Adams does get the football, Marshall's about 7 yards behind him, and Adams goes and gets a first down.
Adams just now over 400 yards receiving on the season. Has to be incredibly frustrated with the opportunities he is not getting. He's the receiver to the boundary side. Moncrief blitzing off the edge, hit screen. Janarian Grant made a man miss, made a second man miss, but he'll be tossed down by 9-9 AC Leonard for a pickup of one.
Well, all the credit in the world goes to Luches Purifoy in here, who walks past another feeble Daniel Peterman block attempt, gets in on it, and then by that time the troops are rallied. They get to the football. Second and 9, not a position where the Winnipeg Blue Bombers have had any success so far.
Daniel Peterman into the game for Drew Wolitarski, not on the roster for this one, so Peterman getting the start. He's caught every single one of his targets this season, Peterman's claim to fame. 46-yard line, second and 9, Riders showing four, bringing four. Harris stays in to block. Strebler has to scramble out, evades AC Leonard, drops his head, but did so into Derek Moncrief and LeVar Edwards. He may pick up one, and it'll be third down.
Mike Edom, what were you doing to Strebler and his ability to run in that game? Because it was really good.
I actually watched that game last week, and I was actually quite impressed with the variety we had in play calling. Shouts was able to not allow them to get a beat on what we were trying to do and kind of protecting the scheme by varying it up. So that was it was a good game plan by Shives and a good execution by the defense.
Another stop from the Riders' defense forces the punt from Medlock from his own 47. Spinning kick. It'll be taken by Thigpen at the 20, 25, 30. Into traffic, 35. Keeps going to the 40-yard line before he is brought down by Corey Jones. But a nice return from Thigpen, and the Riders have the ball again. They have an 8-point lead as well. 6:39 remaining in the second quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 6:39 remains in the second quarter. Riders with an 8-0 lead. after a 42-yard Justin Medlock punt and an 18-yard return. Very nicely done by Marcus Thigpen. It'll be the Riders first and 10 from their own 49-yard line. Cody Fajardo, 6 of 10 passing for 84 yards. William Powell, as the great George Reed, being honored on the Maxtron. 80 years old, gave a speech to the team on his birthday, and they know. Some of these guys are 20-22, they know. The great George
Reed.
Yeah,
that's about as royal as it gets in Saskatchewan.
Empty backfield, 3-by-3. Fajardo looking to the short side, gunning. Naaman on the out at the 45, turns up, gets a couple more yards after that before he's tackled by Kyrie Wilson and a pickup of 9.
See, and that's a good play call by Stephen McAdoo, and it's something I can't say about LaPolice right now. It's irresponsible from the offensive side point of view in Winnipeg right now, and it's getting efficient for Saskatchewan. 2nd and 1 here, very manageable situation. You might even want to take a deep shot because you have an easy 3rd and 1 if you miss it.
Brian Bennett in for short yardage.
Yeah, no deep shot coming.
They stack up like it's going to be the sneak. He'll go left side, and Bennett pushes. It was all Cody for the sneaks last week, almost all season long, but they bring Bennett in for this one.
See, but that's next level scheming though, right? And in there, you're going to see, okay, well, you know what? We need to draw up some deep shots with Bennett in those situations. 2nd and 1 and 3rd and 1 are the same down, right? So, again, that's a shot you can take downfield.
Well, they brought him in last week, right, for that touchdown run. I believe it was 12 yards just out of the blue. Here's Brian Bennett. Option play, touchdown. Now Fajardo back in, 1st and 10 from the 51. Fakes it. Little in route for Jordan Williams Lambert. Chandler Fenner in coverage, and the flag comes in late. That'll be a little pass interference going against the Bombers.
Yeah, Chandler Fenner, if he's on the other side of this, this flag doesn't get thrown. Unfortunately, he is on the inside, and he basically gets both arms in on Jordan Williams Lambert far too early.
10-yard penalty and automatic.
If he's on the other side of that ball, he's competing for the football, and it's okay. But because he was on the inside of Jordan Williams Lambert, now he's just interfering with the receiver.
And once you're on the wrong side, you're probably not getting through a body that big.
No.
Of Jordan Williams Lambert. 6'3", 228. His first target back with the Riders. Gets him 10 yards on a penalty and a first down in Bomber territory. Williams Lambert, the wide receiver, to the wide side. He'll motion down. 6 men coming. Fajardo. Kyrie Wilson spun away from him, but he's going to go down. I think it's Drake Nevis who got him, but Kyrie Wilson caused the havoc.
What are you thinking about second down after you've just been sacked on first down?
I made it really hard on us. That's usually what goes through my mind. But in this play in particular, we had a man play called, and they brought zone. It was something that they were usually a man coverage team on first down around midfield, and I believe that's where we were at. So Coach McAdoo called a man play, and they brought a zone pressure, and we weren't ready for it. You know, as you scramble around back there, it's really hard for offensive linemen to hold their blocks for 4, 5, 6 seconds at a time. So I remember taking the sack, and I, in my head, just throw the ball away, Cody, and we might be able to pump for a single there, but now we're 2nd and 19
from their own 52-yard line, just a little right of center. 4 men and a 5th man coming. Fajardo feels pressure from his left, and he's going to be sacked again, and it's number 94 Jackson Jeffcoat doing the damage. What a nice defensive sequence from the Bombers, and it's 3rd down and 1,000,000.
Well, the Rough Rider offensive line just has to communicate this better, because Jackson Jeffcoat doesn't do anything special. All they're doing is running basic stunts with the ends and tackles. So the ends come inside, the tackles go outside, and for some reason, the Riders have started to really struggle. It might be because the Blue Bombers are running guys from different spots, but it's still the same look, and they got to communicate these stunts better.
Line of scrimmage is the 48-yard line with John Ryan on to punt. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Riders holding on to that 8-point lead. Taking all the time. 1 on the clock. A little bit of a high snap, but no problem. End-over-end kick. Grant at his 17. Outside the numbers. Cuts back. 20. Made a man miss. 25. Spun down at about the 27-yard line, Micah Tights with the tackle there. 45-yard punt and a 10-yard return. chance for us to go to Michael Ball on the sidelines.
Hey, guys, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, if I'm not mistaken, the two previous meetings recorded 10 sacks against the Riders in two games. So, Luke, as you know, it's a test of wills in the playoffs, and it starts on the lines, and the Riders got to do a better job because they're getting owned by the Bombers in this series.
They absolutely are, and the quarterback sacks, of course, brought to you by Mako. Had a collision of your own? Want to get it perfect again? Better get Mako. Ballsy's reports for Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling? Book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price. Double tight end. Hand it off to Harris looking right. Cuts back 30-35. Hole 40. Mike Adam wrestles him 45. Spikes him at the 48-yard line. Andrew Harris with a hole you can drive a combine through for 21.
Yeah, this is just this is really just a good job executing by the offensive line. And then Harris, whether or not that's a PED aided run, either way, he converts it for the first down.
48-yard line, right hash mark. Lucky Whitehead, like Ballsy said, back into action after taking that shot from Derek Moncrief. The officials want to talk about some things. The fact that 2:59 is on the clock. And should we have had the three-minute warning? The official is discussing it.
They might go to it, actually. Shivers looks like he's getting ready with his troops to go to that three-minute warning right now.
The man who controls the time for the TV tells us it is the three-minute warning, so we will trust him. 3 minutes to go, exactly. Riders, 8. Bombers, no score. We're to break for Sask Lotteries and Nick Service. Luke and I are back after this on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. That's 15 sack Charleston Hughes on the Cooperatives Rough Rider Radio Network. 3 minutes to go, Riders up 8-0. Chris Strebler, the Bombers quarterback, having a Chris Strebler first half. 7 of 11 passing, 34 yards, so yeah, but 3 yards per attempt.
Let's be honest, we're not seeing that great a performance out of our quarterback either. I mean, we're seeing Cody doing a ton of running around, and eventually you're going to stop and say, hey, listen, just start throwing it away.
Yeah, and two good defenses, right? For whatever happened to the Bombers last week.
What you're
going to
get in the West at this time of season.
Double tight end, 3 receivers to the wide side. Strebler will keep it. Runs away from Micah Johnson. Runs right into Mike Adam, who was up. And Adam holds him to a pickup of 2.
Yeah, this is a great job by Micah Johnson. He realizes that Harris doesn't have the ball. He sees Strebler getting out there with it, and he gets in on the tackle with Mike Adam, who's not afraid of contact. 2nd and 8.
Chris Strebler, that his 4th carry of the game for 11 yards. So they've been able to hold him down so far. That's very nicely done by the Riders. And Darius Bladick and friends hyping up the crowd for 2nd and 8. Bomber 50-yard line. Lawler, the wide receiver, to the wide side. Blitz coming from Purifoy. Strebler stays in there, threw it at Lucky Whitehead's shoes. Incomplete at the 55, and it'll be 3rd down.
Not even at his shoes. He threw it at the Brant B. This is a terrible throw from Strebler, who should have completed this ball. And again, if there's any throw that Strebler is more comfortable with making, it's the quicker throws that are over the middle. And there he just totally bails on any attempt, and they're punting.
From their own 50-yard line, Marcus Thigpen wandering around the middle of the field at the 15-yard line. Medlock going to go to that field side. He was down, almost blocked. This is a great punt from him, as Thigpen can only watch it go out of bounds inside the 20. It's about the 17-yard line, so call that 43 yards out of bounds. And the Riders caught deep in their own end for 1st and 10 with 2:17 remaining.
You heard the oohs and ahs of the crowd. That was almost blocked. I wasn't sure who. I think it was Moncrief maybe. But they come really close to blocking this ball. But again, Medlock with just a fantastic kick.
Oh, and he caught a bit of his plant leg, which, remember the rule change that you're not supposed to be able to get his plant leg. I wonder if they're flexing on how much they've enforced that, because it seemed like a bit of an overreaction.
Sure, O'Shea's down there crying about it.
17-yard line, 1st and 10. Fake the handoff. Cody pulls it, throws it to Corey Watson at the 20. Tries to bust through Marcus Sales, but can't. He'll pick up about 4 yards after the catch. We'll call it 7 in total.
That's more like it. Those play-action passes are sucking the linebackers up. There, it didn't suck them up because they had a stunt on. That's Richie Hall's band call, where the end goes to the running back, and the linebacker loops out for the running sorry, the end goes to the quarterback and the linebacker loops out for the running back. But they need to do more of the play action passing.
Second and three from the 24. Bombers put six, now seven on the line of scrimmage. They all come. Fajardo quickly. Corey Watson threw his hands. Incomplete. And it'll be third down. As we mentioned, we're just the other side of the three-minute warning for Brett Young. Realize your yield potential with high-performing canola hybrids and the TrueFlex Roundup Ready and Clearfield systems from Brett Young.
And it's great job by safety Brandon Alexander. So they're blitzing. They got two more coming than the Riders can handle. So Brandon Alexander is playing one-on-one defense with Corey Watson, and he knows that he can jump anything that Watson does because the ball has to come out quick. Great understanding of their defense.
John Ryan from his own 24, high punt. Grant up to take it at the 39, about a 51-yard punt. Grant will get to about the 47-yard line. Decent field position for the Bombers. Still have not scored, which is great news. 8-0 Riders, 1:45 remains here in the second quarter. Luke and I are here for Quality Tire, Young's Equipment, and SaskTel. 47 yards on the punt from John Ryan with an 8-yard return, a juicy 39 yards net. Climbing, steadily climbing up the charts is John Ryan. Zach Evans on there with Micah Johnson at the tackles. Leonard and Hughes are the ends. Cam Judge rotates back to be the safety. First and 10 from the 48. Strebler looking across the middle. Pressure from Zach. Steps up. Nice pass completed at the 55-yard line. Mike Edom right on top of Darvin Adams after a pickup of 7.
Yeah, Adams is playing the little hook curl as a safety. Breaks down. Second and 4.
Right to the line of scrimmage. Right at midfield. Fake the handoff. No, they gave it to Harris. Look at that hole. 50-45. Harris with a 10-yard pickup just zipped through, I think, Charleston Hughes down there for the tackle.
Well, they're getting a body on Zach Evans, and Zach Evans is clearly still hasn't caught his wind yet.
And they're going fast not to allow any substitutions. Blitz coming. Strebler underneath Whitehead at the 40. Can he run away? No. Mike Adams got him at the 40-yard line. A pickup of 5. This up-tempo means they can't get Zach Evans off the field if they want to. Can't make any changes.
Yeah, but Jason Shivers is doing a great job getting the play call in. This actually hasn't worked in their favor the way I think they were hoping to, because the Riders timed that blitz perfectly despite them getting on the line and calling the play immediately.
And with 1:20 on the clock, the Bombers go to a huddle on 2nd and 5. In case they don't convert here, they could have burned a little time off the clock. Harris pointing out potential blitzers. They'll bring an extra blocker in. Three men coming. Strebler, Ancy, Dembski at the 39. A.C. Leonard's got him. Solomon Elamimian helping. He'll be down about the 37. They need the 35 for a first down, so third and about 2.
And this is more responsible from Paul Lapalisse. What he's doing now is, despite whatever play they're calling, he's always making sure that there's somebody there to catch a short ball. The last series before this drive started, he was running longer routes, and there was no outlet for Strebler to go through. To. They're going for this.
They're going for it.
Two.
Third and 2. This is easy Medlock field goal range, as much as he's had some struggles. But they're going for it. It's a ball shy of 2 yards they need. Riders would love a stand here. Strebler under center to sneak. Left side, he bowls right through the defensive end, and he's down to the 34-yard line, and Strebler's got the first down.
Yeah, Luchez Purifoy runs right into him, and the problem is that Luchez is catching here, and Strebler is running his legs, and there's just no chance for Luchez Purifoy to get any momentum going the other way. First down, Winnipeg.
54 seconds, first and 10 from the 34-yard line of the Riders. Strebler clapping. He wants the ball. Five-man rush. It's Adams across the middle, 28, diving forward to the 20-yard line, tackled by Solomon Elamimian. Bombers are really moving it now. 43 to go, first and 10, just outside the 20 after the pickup of 14.
Yeah, they're onto something. They need to continue running these crossing routes and short throws.
2 by 3, Strebler looking to the boundary. Now across the middle, now gives it to Harris at the 25. Oh, up to make the tackle is LJ McCray. Nicely done, and that'll be a loss of 5.
Defensive back coach Richard Kent, LJ's going 100 miles an hour here and makes the tackle on the most elusive player in the game. That play blew my hair back a little bit.
He's an exceptionally fast player that doesn't have any fear of missing tackles. Andrew's obviously a great player. And, you know, we talk about the ball declaring, and when the ball declares, we try to race to it. We're in a race to beat, you know, everybody else on the team to the ball. LJ certainly takes that seriously. He's a full-speed player. And he never really gave Andrew a chance to get going because of the speed of the tackle play.
Yeah, McCray reads this the whole way. As soon as he sees Lucky Whitehead leave the spot that he's responsible for, his eyes immediately divert to 33, who's running into the flats, and he makes a great tackle for loss.
And is that Harris down on the far side of the field at the 28-yard line? He took a big shot for McCray, as Luke mentioned. He is down, and they're looking at his left arm. He's got his left arm, well, both arms, pressed right up against his midsection.
I mean, with his suspension, he may be prone more to those bumps and bruises that were not bothering him prior to getting suspended.
Was
if you catch my drift.
Was he recently suspended? Second and 13 from the 24-yard line. You hear the crowd. Marshall wanting more from the crowd. Four receivers wide. Strebler facing a three-man rush. Strebler going to run for it. 25, 20, and he's down and takes a crack from A.C. Leonard, who was back in coverage, and it'll be third down Bombers.
Well, kudos to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders secondary. There's just nobody open for Strebler to go through here, and the only option he has is to get whatever he can with his legs, and Medlock will be coming on here now to... Oh, excuse me. No, they won't. Oh, yeah,
Medlock's out there.
Yeah, he is. Sorry about that. Medlock will come out here to bring him within five. But again, I'll tell you what. You can't go in confident if you're the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. This is right where the Bombers probably want to be. They're in an away game. They're close, and they're finishing this drive with points headed into the half. I mean, they've got some momentum here. They're probably feeling pretty confident with where they are going into the half.
They'll have an attempt from middle of the field. Strebler will pin it at the 26-yard line for Medlock. Six misses this season, an unusually high number for him. Kick is up, and it is good. 1 second left on the clock here in the second quarter. The Riders lead now cut to 8-3. This game is tight.
Yeah.
This is some... I don't think it's bad D. I don't think it's bad offense. I think this is really being nicely played.
This is typical Western Conference football at the end of the year. It's going to be a grinded out game. Just stand in the middle of the field, punch each other in the face until somebody flinches. And right now, nobody's flinched.
That scene in Creed 2 where they both put your foot in the tire and
punch each other.
Yeah, this.
And if.
But any one play could swing it, and that may would end up being the best part of this whole thing.
I can't imagine there's a punch coming here. I think they'll just victory formation it and get in the locker room.
Yeah, that is how they line up. Fajardo. Make sure there are triple zeros, and then he kneels it down. The scoreboard after one half of play for Quality Tire at Quality Tire. They know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan, online at qualitytire.ca. They haven't put those 3 points up on the board yet, but it is, John, confirm for me, it's 8-3 Riders lead, though the scoreboard doesn't reflect that. A one-score game as we go to halftime. Mitchell Blair and company with the halftime show. When we return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. It's time for the halftime show. Mitchell Blair, Michael Ball with you. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders have an 8-3 lead over the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at the half. It's a game that where points are at a premium. And Ballsy, the winner of this game is going to be in first place. It has a playoff feel to it, as has the other games between these two teams this year. We didn't expect a lot of points. That's what we're seeing. It's been a first half where the defense has ruled, but really, I don't think that should come as a big surprise.
No, not a big surprise at all, Mitch. You're exactly to a T what you said there. It's almost like they're reading from the same script. We expected a defensive, low-scoring game, and, you know, all things considered, the Riders have it. You know, I never felt at any point in that first half that the Riders have anything to worry about. It just kind of, you know what, if they can just kind of, I likened it to the 2007 Grey Cup. Just don't screw it up. Just don't screw it up. Oddly enough, a game against Winnipeg, don't screw it up and you'll be okay. That's what I kind of felt there.
It was one of those games as well, like a heavyweight boxing fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of surprised me because these two teams know what they're all about.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it seemed like it was a heavyweight boxing fight A couple of rounds, you know, they needed like a few series to sort of feel each other out, a jab here, a jab there. I'm not saying it should be 20-20 at the half, but it sort of seemed to me that both teams were very cautious in that first half as well.
Well, you're right. They're trying to, we're in October now, right? We're starting to get into fall football. It's the second half of the season where the games really count. And yeah, it was a slobber knocker, as a Jim Ross likes to say. It really was a physical game.
One of the big plays in that first half, Cam Judge smokes Chris Streveler to end a drive. We heard from Cam about what it's like for when you get a free shot at the quarterback. I know you played offense when you played for the Rams, but I would think it's a defensive player's dream to get that clean shot at the quarterback.
Not him. Not on Streveler. I was right there for that one, baby. And that was like, that's like hitting a brick wall. He is not a quarterback. He's a fullback that can throw the odd pass.
We'll talk more about Cam Judge when we come back. You are listening to Reunited in Green on the Cooperators Rough Riders Radio Network. Welcome back to the Halftime Show, everyone. Mitchell Blair, Michael Ball with you, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And the Winnipeg Blue Bombers going at it in this week's installment, and the Riders have an 8-3 lead at the half. It's been a defensive showdown. Ballsy, we went into the break talking about Cam Judge, and he had a huge, huge hit on Chris Streveler. It was one of the plays of the first half for the Green and White. As we know, Cam was named the West's top Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at that Rider D from 2019, you don't necessarily think of him first. At least, I don't. I think of Hughes, I think of Moncrief, I think of Ganey, I think of Marshall. Despite the honor that he received, is Cam Judge underrated?
I don't know if he's underrated, Mitch, but I think you described it perfectly. He's not thought of. So I guess maybe he is underrated, but there's so many names on that defense. It's just that, and especially he's lined up next to Solomon Elamimian, who helps him out a lot. Solomon got off to a bit of a slow start. I thought, oh, gee, why did we sign this guy? But then as the season went on and the front four kind of let Solomon and Cam do their thing, and I was really happy to see Judge really progress this year. So I think his trend is going upwards big time.
We're
going to
talk about Shaq Evans in a minute, but Shaq Evans is a guy that took a huge leap from year one to year two. Who had the bigger leap from year one to year two, Shaq Evans or Cam Judge?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to go with Shaq Evans for this reason. Because
he's the sexier pick because he's a receiver?
Well, that's not a bad... I know you're expecting me to say receiver, but for this reason.
Okay.
We got a third-string quarterback now as our starting quarterback. He needs a guy that he can rely on. Shaq Evans, as we talked about previously, would drop those 8 to 10 yard receptions that would keep a drive going the year before. He became a more well-rounded receiver, which is something the Riders needed. And I think he has a bigger impact on the team than Judge. Not to diminish Judge. I just think it's bigger because we needed him on offense. Does that make sense?
I'll give you that.
Make sense?
I don't know. As I said, I'd like to take that debate to the people and see what they are. But I'll give you that argument. That's a valid argument. Shaq Evans is going to salt this game away in the fourth quarter. He gets that big play. Without the defense in this game, though, do we get that big play? Because we saw the A.C. Leonard strip sack in the second half, the Ed Gainey interception in the end zone, the L.J. McCray pick right at the goal line. It may have been the pick of the year. Did the Riders' defense win this game for them?
Yes, they did, and I'm happy they did. They're starting to show early on when we started doing these games, Reunite and Green, you were talking about week two. Oh, my gosh, we're 0-2. We can't stop anybody. Dominic Davis has his best game ever. What is our defense? But now Shiver's starting to get that Chris Jones feel. The defense starting to round into shape. I'm feeling pretty good.
Riders end this game. They end up in first place. Rider fans are always optimistic, but I think as they left the stadium that day, they were starting to think, maybe we've got something. If they hadn't thought that already, I think they left the park that day going, you know what? We've got something.
That's a good old-fashioned fall slobber knocker of a win against a very good football team. We like to call it, Mitch, a four-point game. That was a big game for the Riders.
Thanks a lot, Ballsy, for the time. When we come back, Derek Taylor and Luke Mullinder will have third-quarter action for you. It is the Riders leading this game 8-3 at the half. You're listening to Reunited in Green on the Cooperators Rough Riders Radio Network.